Good evening, everyone. My name is Linda Roy, and I'm the chair this year for the Lincoln County Public Budget Committee meeting thing. Welcome, everyone. I'd like to call this meeting to order, and I think we will get started by making introductions or letting everyone introduce themselves, and we'll start down here with the lovely Janice.
Janice Respect, Budget Officer.
Doug Hunt, Commissioner.
Bill Hall, Commissioner.
Linda Roy, Budget Committee Member.
Harry Thompson, Commissioner.
John Baird, Budget Committee.
Lauren Goddard, Budget Committee.
And next we will have the budget message from the Board of Commissioners. And is that you, Commissioner Hall?
It is.
Thank you.
The Board of Commissioners, with the assistance of the County Management Team, presents a balanced budget for fiscal year 2016-17. Although prudent management continues to guide our spending decisions, we are pleased to continue making strategic investments in people and resources that will help us to better fulfill our county mission statement, quote, to provide essential public services, both legally required and locally desired, in an efficient, effective, and respectful manner. Although Lincoln County's economy continues to show encouraging signs of recovery, many of our revenue sources remain static. We as a county need to continue to operate as leanly and efficiently as possible, balancing economic unknowns, limited resources, and the need to deliver quality services to the residents of our county. The Great Recession, decline and elimination of federal timber payments to counties, and other factors led to significant cuts across our organization during the years of 2007-10. Property taxes, state and federal revenues, transient room taxes, fees for service, and interest all dropped off, in many cases, dramatically. We made difficult and sometimes unpopular choices, but we heard a clear mandate from the public that we needed to live within our reduced means, just as businesses, families, and individuals have done during these challenging times. This year, we are adding a support position in the District Attorney's Office, which has seen a significant growth in caseload, and increasing half-time positions in two other departments to full-time. We're investing nearly $500,000 in the general fund to facility maintenance, repair, and remodeling projects, protecting the public's significant investment in these buildings. These are one-time expenditures that will offset future escalating maintenance obligations and costs. Our auditors suggest we should have 3 to 4 months of general fund operating dollars in reserve to help cushion future downturns. We dipped as low as a one-month reserve in the worst of the recession. This budget works at increasing those general fund reserves. Amidst all the recent economic challenges, there are many encouraging signs for Lincoln County, and we remain convinced that our long-term future is bright. The expansion of NOAA's presence, a major growth of the student presence at OSU Hatfield Marine Science Center, the near completion of the Highway 20 project, the new Toledo boat lift and two new hospitals being funded are just some of the most prominent signs of positive community activity and growth. We want to close this message with further acknowledgement and thanks for our staff. They're truly the heart of the organization. We salute the intelligence, energy, and integrity they bring to serving the people of Lincoln County.
Thank you. Next, we have the summary of budget message, and that is by Janice.
Thank you. This budget document portrays the expected financial performance of Lincoln County for fiscal year 2016-17. In conformance with Oregon revised statutes, the budget appropriates the operations of the general fund on a program basis. The remaining funds of the county are appropriated by the categories personnel, services, materials and services, and capital outlay. Additionally, all funds include separate appropriations for debt service, transfers, and contingency where applicable. All funds are presented as balanced between revenue and expenditures as required by Oregon Revised Statutes, Chapter 294. This document is organized on a fund basis. The first section of the book contains introductory material plus countywide information. Next is the general fund is presented in its own section, followed by the health and human services funds. Next is all other funds of the county, and after them are the budgets for special districts. The final section is reference material containing the county's various pay plans and a complete position listing for all paid county positions. County funds are budgeted and accounted for on the modified accrual basis of accounting. No major changes in financial policies are anticipated in this fiscal year. Property tax revenue is the single biggest source of revenue for the county. The county's permanent tax rate remains $2.8202 per thousand of assessed valuation. Other major revenues include intergovernmental revenue, grants and payments received from federal, state, and other governments, transient room tax, permits and fees, and charges for services. The 2016-17 budget totals $94,797,735. The combined countywide contingency and reserve categories are increasing by $2.1 million from the current year to $23,552,566. The general fund totals $39,417,486, an increase of about $2 million from 2015-16. The combined contingency and reserve categories for the general fund for 2016-17 are estimated at $5,826,318, which is a $1,522,583 increase, or 35% from the current year.
Thank you, Dana. At this time, we can open this up to discussion with the Budget Committee. Are there any comments or questions?
I guess we covered everything the last two nights.
It sounds like we have. Okay, we will move forward with the Compensation Review Board recommendations, and that means we have Ms. Dawn Bredemus and Sheehan?
Bridget.
Okay.
Robertson.
Bridget. What's the last name?
Robertson.
Thank you.
Good evening. Nice to see all of you again this year.
Great to see you.
Thank you. So I'm going to go ahead and read our recommendations for the 2016-17 budget year. The Lincoln County Compensation Board, duly appointed by the Lincoln County Board of Commissioners by order number 3-09-61, dated 3-25-09, in accordance with ORS 204.112, convened on April 20th, 2016, to review and discuss compensation for elected officials and to make recommendations based upon that review. The Compensation Board's final determination and recommendation was arrived at by review and discussion of the following. Number one, a review of term pay progression for commissioners in Lincoln and comparable Oregon counties. Number two, a review of ranked salary comparison report of elected officials and appointed county directors. Number three, a review of salary comparison of elected officials and their top subordinates. Number four, a review of compensation paid to other elected officials in other Oregon counties comparable to Lincoln County. A review of Lincoln County officials and appointed directors as compared to AOC counties. And number six, a brief review of Lincoln County structure and related elected official duties compared to comparable counties. Number seven, a review of Lincoln County elected official term pay progression and pay plan. And number eight, a review of Lincoln County benefits for elected officials, appointed directors, and non-represented staff. High deductible health plan, which is the HDHP, with savings account, HSA, is health savings account, originally adopted on 1-1-2013 and continued on 1-1-2014, 2015, and 1-1-2016. The board considered budget input from the county management team, which is comprised of department directors and elected officials. The compensation board received budget updates from the county management team regarding the budget process and the current state of county finances. The board reviewed and discussed elected official pay salary plan adjustment in the recent past. 2008-2009, salary was frozen. 2009-2010, a 5% pay reduction, inclusive of furlough days. 2010-2011, salary was frozen. 2011-2012, 3% term pay progression reinstated. 2012-2013, no COLA, zero COLA term pay progression continued. In 2013-2014, a 2% COLA began 7-1-2013, a 1% COLA began 1-1-2014, a 2% COLA began 7-1-2014. In 2014-2015, a 1.75 COLA was starting 12-1-2015. Based upon the above, and bearing in mind that historically, elected officials have received the same or similar increases as those given to the LCEA and non-represented staff, that's the Lincoln County Employees Association, LCEA, and the Lincoln County Compensation, period. The Lincoln County Compensation Board hereby submits the following recommendations for your consideration. Salary for 2016-2017. That term pay progression shall be maintained for fiscal year 2016-2017. That the budget year 2016-2017 elected officials receive a 1.75 COLA adjustment effective 7-1-2016. This is consistent with budgeted adjustment for all non-represented county employees. Benefits for 2016-2017. Elected officials shall continue to receive the same medical, vision, dental, life, and long-term disability insurance and retirement plan as other non-represented county employees, and that elected officials will continue to make the same premium contributions as do non-represented employees. For fiscal year 2016-2017, those include 10% of monthly premium cost of the high deductible health plan. The PEHP contribution for elected officials will remain at the same level as fiscal year 2015-2016, or $225 per month. Are there any questions?
Well, I might like to offer, I think, some clarification after consultation with our budget officer. I believe the 2014 COLA that was effective 7-1-2014, which is the third item listed on the 13-14 year line, if you're following me, I believe, isn't that the COLA that was really effective in the 2014-15 year? And then 2015-2016 is the 1.75 COLA that was effective 12-1-2015.
I think you're correct.
What drove my question is what happened and what's happening or happened in the current fiscal year, because nothing is listed for 2015-2016, but I think the 2% COLA 7-1-2014 should come down to the 2014-2015 line, and then the 1.75 COLA effective 12-1-2015 would come down to a new line, 2015-2016.
That looks right, and with those changes.
So I know in 2013-14 we tried to give, because the salaries had been frozen, we tried to pay back a little bit because we had a little more money. So, yes. Okay. Duly noted. Are there any other questions? Thank you, Commissioner Hunt.
As usual, thank you for your job well done. Thank you, girl.
You're welcome.
Much appreciated.
Thank you. Always a pleasure. I have been on my dream this day. It's getting better.
So at this time, we'll open it up to audience input or testimony. Is there anyone here who would like to present anything to the committee? Well, seeing none, we will move on to other related business. Does anyone have any other related business up here on the committee? Okay. Seeing none, we will continue this meeting to May 18th, 2016, 6 p.m. at the Board of Commissioners Conference Room at 225 West Olive, Newport, Oregon. At this final meeting, we will receive public input, conduct deliberations, and act on motions. That concludes this portion of the Budget Committee process. Thank you, everyone.